Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God has made it for us to see this beautiful Friday morning. bright and sunny. I'm your host, Deborah Anderson, and I'm from the Thunder and Lightning Ministries International. Yes, Thunder and Lightning Ministries International. And guess what? I am under the leadership of Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters Institute. Again, I'm your host today, Deborah Anderson, Apostle, and I have something good in store for my listening radio. This listening radio broadcast reaches out throughout the world, but God wanted me to share something with you, and I think it will be truly a blessing for you, each and every one of you. God has a perfect will for your life. What did he say? Those who wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. He will mount up like wings of an eagle. Mount up. You know how you see eagles move? They're humongous. Yes, they're huge. I was at the park one time with my son, and we were standing up on the high part up the hill, and lo and behold, there were two big, and I'm talking about big, gigantic eagles. And I said, Brian, be still. Don't move. And they were looking at us, and we were looking at them, because my son, because he was young, and I'm holding like a statue. And all of a sudden, God let me see how they mounted up. And they still, and their wings went spread wide. And they took off soaring. And I'm like, whoa. And I said, oh, Brian, look at the eagles. Wow, look how big. He said, those are big birds. I said, yes. But you know what? God have his angels kind of wings, but they're a little bit more bigger, way bigger, wider for each and every one that trusts and believes. He has a guardian angel guarding over each and every one of us, that no harm or no danger will come in our dwelling. So today, I'm going to touch on the will of God. God has a perfectly made in the perfect will of God. And yet, we are human. We are human. And we come to the place where we seek his will. We know not what his will is, but we seek him. We want to find out. Father God, what is your will? What is your purpose for even creating me in your image, in your likeness? But first, I had to come to him, come to know him by the word of God, and really, really have that intimacy with him. So that means I have to go in prayer. Yes, prayer. Prayer works when nothing else does. If you have a situation, and you want to know if God is having you to be a part of that situation, what you going to do? You're going to go to God in prayer. Business idea. That's something you really want to do. What you going to do? You're going to seek out God's will for you to do this particular plan that you want to do, this business plan. But God always says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given unto you. So Matthew 6:33 says that, the seek ye first. We have to seek you in this situation. Not my will, but your will be done. How do I go about seeking you? You ask me, what do we do out of those circumstances that we want to get involved or do? What do we do? You want to do a business. You write the business plan because it's set for an appointed time. So we have to wait. Lord, can't wait. We anxious for nothing. He said, don't be anxious for nothing. But in due time, you will reap the good of the land. So we have to see what? Wait. Wait and what? Pray. Hear the small, still voice while you wait. You're in prayer. We're seeking him. We're seeking him all the time. I'm daddy. Daddy, you want me to be still? Yeah. He wants you to be still and know that he is God. So in your stillness, you being still, well, you'll see the end result. So that means you got to have some patience. That's right, patience. Have his perfect work. You have to be patient. Wow. A lot of us don't have no patience. You know, you want it right then and there. When we were growing up as kids, what were we doing? We asked for something. Oh, Mom, oh, Dad, can you get this for me? Can you do this for me? And they said, okay, well, you got to wait. You said, no, I want it right now. No, you're going to wait. You're going to be patient. Those words that came out of our parents' mouth, be patient. And we sit back and pouting. Why I got to be patient? I want it now. No. But sometimes things are not for now. It's for later. And at a point in God, look at the heart of things. He look at our heart. Do my child really need to do this or go there? Have she mature or he mature in this to really hold on? And like I said, you want a business plan. You're doing a business plan. You want your own business. So do you have the patience to wait? So that means God's will has to come in play. Not my will, but your will be done. You ask me, what do we do out of those circumstances you're waiting? You still got to wait. Just wait upon him. Do nothing, but wait. When you're not sure, that's as you're got to what? Wait, you still got to wait. The Holy Spirit will make what? Intercession for you. When Jesus was here on earth and before he left, he said, I'm going to send a comforter. And he will teach you and show you all things. So what are we doing? We come into him. We come into the Holy Spirit through God, through Jesus. Let his shed blood to see God's perfect will for the situation or the business or trying to do with God. You've got to wait on God, his will. That's what we're talking about, God's will for your life. Just wait upon him. Do nothing but wait. When you're not sure, as you wait, the Holy Spirit will do what? Make intercession for you. Knowing the perfect will of God, remember something. You can only know his perfect will, and you only make intercession for you before the Father's throne. So that the Holy Spirit is making intercession for you to the Father. Like standing in the gap for you. So by the Holy Spirit is there to stand in the gap, to intervene, to get to the Father. What are we doing? We're waiting on the Lord. He's going to renew our strength. We're going to mount up, as I mentioned earlier, about the wings of the eagle. Mm-hmm. We're going to be weary. We're going to be still and know that he is God. We're going to wait, seeking the will of God. The Holy Spirit is seeking the will of God on your behalf. And when you get that place where you have no will of your own, that's right, you don't have no will of your own because you're seeking who? The Holy Spirit. That means you have nothing but to wait. Wait. Wait on him. Watch what he do. Watch what our Father will do when you're in that waiting period. Wow. He's building your faith up more. It's impossible to please me. So we got to have faith. We have to hold on and believe. Believe with a whole heart that, I'm going to get that business. Yes. So as I write out my plan, I'm still waiting. And then ideas will come up. And you're writing it on your tablet or in your journal. You're writing it out. And watch what God do. And my child is waiting. My child is trusting me in the way. He's not looking to the left nor looking to the right. Just staying focused. Again, focus is the key. Gotta stay focused. Gotta wait. No, wait. Tell enough. Just wait. Like, I was excited this morning to get on the prayer line. I was excited because when I'm praying, I'm there, an intercessor, praying, but we're waiting on different things what God have brought to our spirit to intercede for others on their behalf, and we're waiting. We're waiting for answers from God, but we take these prayers up to the throne of grace. Like the angels, they bow them before him. Even right now, as we're on this radio broadcast, the angels are bowing for us, interceding, Holy Spirit, listening to everything that is even coming out of my mouth. But I'm trusting and believing whatever you have, everything that you want God to do for you, watch as well as pray. And every soul desire, but you got to believe and watch, he'll manifest it for you. His will, the will of the Father will be given unto you on his behalf. Because God is a heart God. He looks at the heart. You know, if we should or we shouldn't have certain things, he knows. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, right? But some things he may not want you to do. He may have another plan, another purpose. Maybe you started off, you wanted to do, be a movie director. But then God said, that's your will. But my will for you, I want you to be a minister and minister around the world. And you're like, huh? You started off wanting to be that movie producer, you know? Have your own movie theater, all this. Get your actors and actresses all about. But God have another purpose for you. I'm saying these things because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go into acting because I did act. I act in school. But also, I wanted to be a singer because I sung throughout, from churches to singing in school and college and then just in groups. But I wanted to be a singer. I said, why not? But then God still had another purpose. And I'm like, why is it that I'm so into the word? Why am I so reading each and every day his word? The Bible is what I'm talking about. because I'm seeking. I really want to know what his will for my life. What do you have in store for me, Bob? And then he has people, prophets or prophetess, or just ministers in the body, and will come to you. Or if you're in church, they will come to you and say, do you know you got a calling on your life? And you look at them, what kind of calling? That's right. What kind of calling you talking about? And they say, you have a calling. God has a calling on your life for you to go and preach the gospel. And you're standing there in awe because in your mindset, you want to do the singing, the dancing, the acting, and so forth, right? But God put all that talent in you to utilize it for what? His purpose. I also dance prophetically. There they go. There's that dance because I love the dance, right? So he put that in me, his will for me to dance before him for his glory. Then he said, ooh, I want to teach my word. So here I'm teaching, thought I was in college, and they kept saying, you're a teacher. You got teaching in you. I'm like, I don't really want to be no teacher. But then that teaching start coming about with you. When you were sitting up there in your bedroom teaching your cousins and your nieces and nephews the word of God, God had already placed the teaching spirit in you. Wow. And then I'm like, wow, this is really deep. The teaching, the singing, the acting, being like a form of acting. But no, the Holy Spirit is the one that bring forth the movement and your hand gestures for the glory of God to come among his people in the prophetic, not praise. Praise dance is totally different than the prophetic dance because the prophetic dance, you're being guided through the Holy Spirit versus you're coming forth in routine in your praise dance. But, and again, it's not my will. It's God's will be done. And so I'm like, okay, I'm telling you how God did with me and to be the same way that he is doing for you. You'll reach out and want to do all these things that come to you. You'll be trained and so forth. And next thing you know, it was a purpose for it. I took up modern dance in elementary, high school, junior high. I was dancing. College, I was dancing. Even learn how to do the African dance. That was in me as well. And the people from that country, they were just blown away because they were like, you dance like we do from our country the same way. You have the same type of movement. And they are in awe because they did not know. All of that came from the Holy Spirit, from God, bringing that dance in me. I learned country dance, all various types of dance. When I started out dancing, even square dance, believe it or not. Yeah, a little country western in there, dancing. And it was just so amazing how God would do certain things or instill certain things in you. Then you know, you start doing it. And it's like, wow. But it's, again, it is not our will, but his will, God's will. In you to bring forth all the talents that he had put in you, instilled in you. Yeah, he put those business ideas or he put all that different ideas in you for you to be able to go forth and do. That's right. So a lot of times we're like, oh, God, what are we going to do here? What should I do here? Even in ministry, you're like, okay, I got to get before God. I got to pray and fast. Yeah, praying and fasting is the key because that's when God will come to you and speak in your spirit. You got your pen and paper right next to you while you're seeking him and praying. and then he'll download and give you his will. And you're writing. You're like, wow, that does make sense. That's even better, right? Because now you in his perfect will, plan that he has mapped out for you to do. Yeah. A lot of times we be like, oh, I don't know what I want to be. Oh, I don't know what I want to do. But God already made the plan for you. Because like I said, when I started off as a child, and I'm 11 years old, in my bedroom, and here my nieces and nephews younger, and here I'm teaching them the word of God. And they were very, very interested. And so, like the words that you train up a child and the way that they go, well, boom, guess what? In that, they were seeing what God was doing with me. I was playing my clarinet because I play instrument. I played that, but I was playing it in church. Learned it in school, but brought it to the church. Then I played the viola. And wow, guess what? He had me to bring that to the church and play it in front of the congregation. Not my will, but his will. There was a purpose of him letting me learn those instruments, but let him hear it, let the people see it while I'm giving God the glory. See, wasn't my will, but his will. He said, come on to me, worship me. So you can worship him in the dance, you can worship him in the music, or singing, or preaching his word, or teaching his word, or going out and making disciples to this dying world. You hate to say it's dying, but look at everything that's going on around you. It seems like the bones, these like dry bones, need to be rejuvenated, need a revival. Yeah, a revival, his will, for the whole entire world. And that would be awesome when everybody can be on what? One accord with God. So we just have to stay focused and have his perfect will. Just wait upon him and watch what he'll do. Watch the plan that he has. To say, for instance, if you have family members are dealing with issues and they got to go to court. Wow. And you don't want nothing to happen. So what are you going to do? You're going to wait and you're going to pray. You're going to stand in the gap for them and watch the ending results of God have for that individual. Because sometimes it's God trying to shift a thing to get that person to do his will. Not your will, but his will. And get them on the right path. Get on the straight path with God. So that's what we have to understand. Sometimes you can be in a situation. You never know. But God will divert it and make it for his purpose, his plan. Because not my will, as we say in the Lord's Prayer, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. This kingdom is already coming in you on earth as it is in heaven. They are daily bread. Come on. Daily bread you're getting, even on this radio broadcast, you're getting a daily bread that God has instilled in me to bring forth to you all his purpose, his will. Again, his plan for your life, for you and your family, being on one accord. If you're husband and wife, one accord. How can two walk together unless they what? Agree. So that means you got to come together in prayer. Not you pray over here and I pray over there, but no, you come together. You ain't never saw it before, but the two are joined together for the purpose of his plan that you're trying to bring to him. He already know you are. He already know what you want, but he said, bring it unto me and see that I'll work it out. And like that old song, Jesus can work it out. Jesus can. He can work it out if you let him. You got to let him. His will for your life. Let him. Let God work it out for you. Bring it. Present it. Pray. Get so anxious to get about doing. But then we may miss something. You might want to go back and critique some things. Or God want to critique things in you so that you can come forth and make it even better for his glory. That's right. His glory, his will be done. So let us just take this today. The will of God for your life. That's right. The will of God for each and every one of us. He has a plan. Are we really ready? Are we truly ready to go forth and do the will of God like never before? Come on, like never before. And watch. There could be a change. A change can come. His will be done in the purpose and the plan that he has mapped out for you. So we just got to get in our mindset. Let God develop our character. That's right. He has to develop it. Work on your humility. He does all that. But everything, you got to bow before him and ask him, Father God, what is your will for me to do this? What is your purpose for me to do this? I want to follow what you have for me to do. Then I know it is your perfect will. And everything can work out for the good of the Lord. Yes, we want everything to work out for his purpose, for his plan that is in our life. So he can see what I cannot see. Prayer will be the answer. His perfect will. Be still and know that I am God. Let me quiet your mind. Your mind. You don't want to be frustrated. You don't want to be confused and angry and all that. You want all that weary of the noise. Get away from your mind. Clear your mind. Be still. And know that I am God. I am that I am. I am the one that's going to do what I have for you in your life. So be still. That's what he wants. Because he wants to take you higher and do things in you that no man has done before. No, you can't get it from your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother. Only through God's grace. He answers. We have to give of ourselves to him. That's right. Give it all to him. We got to come like a child, childlike spirit. Daddy. No more than with your physical. I've been wondering, and I know you've been seeing. I've been thinking, how can I come across even on this broadcast to touch the people? How can I? But I can't do it by myself. I need you. I need you, Daddy. I need you, Heavenly Father. To bring forth what your people need from you so that they can hear what the Spirit is giving them, even on this broadcast, this radio broadcast, what God wants me to bring forth to you. And today it was his will, not my will, but his will be done in each and every one of our lives. So never trust them. Put our whole heart before God. God, here, I'm presenting this to you. Help me. Help me work this out. Even with your children, you're praying for them. They're doing this, they're doing that. You, at a certain age, you give them to God, the will that he had for them. And you will see the difference. There is a difference when you turn it all over to God, and his will be done in each and every one of our lives. That's right. Each and every one of our lives will be a change. And that old song, change come. It will come. But not when we want it. It will come in the perfect time that God has already mapped it out for you. That's right. You want to see some things change? Like, we want to see this world change while we're still here. But we got to start, and it got to start with us. And then people see what God is doing with you. If he did it with them, he could do it for me. Yeah. He's no respecter of person. He will, and he can. His will be done. If that's what he has for you. Sometimes people get upset. Oh, man, that person doing this and that person doing that. Oh, I wanted to do that. But God may have something even better for you. That's right. Because ain't no two persons the same. You may come, just say you came on this broadcast. You may do it totally different than me. But we all got a purpose and a plan that God has instilled in each and every one of us to do. That's right. We got a purpose. Because right now is to go about giving the information that God has instilled in me and share it with each and every one of you. Hold your head up. Hold your head up, because when you hold your head up, you're looking up at the clouds, and God may just even rain on you his glory. That's right. Shine on you. Put a smile on your face when you're feeling down. Mm-mm. His will, his purpose will be done in your life. And believe. That's what we got to do. We got to trust and believe and watch what he does for us. He'll come a whole different way. That's right, a whole different way. So to end this broadcast today, I want each and every one that are hearing with the sound of my voice in your prayer time today, seek God's will. Seek what he really wants you to do in this time, in this season. In your life, I mean, he has a purpose, and he want to fulfill it in your life, but before he takes you on to glory. And then when you stand before him, hallelujah, he could say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. That's what we want. Come on in. Come into me. You see, intimacy, his will, his intimacy is in us. So may God bless you and keep you. May God lift up his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God lift up his countenance and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But is there anyone, before I close, change your whole way of thinking? Come unto me, he said. Salvation is free. It's free. But anybody. I remember walking down the aisle in church. I already felt that I was free. I accepted him as a young child. But I really wanted to go there. I really wanted to know him better. And you can. You can. He said, come unto me, all that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The doors are open, always open, for anybody that wants to come and come into God's kingdom. And all you have to do is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you can come on in and be a part of his great, enormous family. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior because he died for our sins. On that cross, on that stake, he died. You can have salvation. That's right. Everlasting. And reign with him in that great city in heaven. And that you will have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, again, he always has the door open. So come on. Come join us all. And we can just celebrate with him that day when he busts open that sky and riding on that white horse with his angels. That's right. And he's going to rapture people up one by one, one by one. Just all of a sudden, people just like they're flying in the air. And those who remaining, the great war of Armageddon, he may leave some of us behind to fight with him, along with his angels. But in the meantime, confess this day who you want to serve, Satan or Almighty God, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and watch what our God will do in your life. So I'm ending this broadcast, and God bless you and keep you, because he will shine.
Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know.